I'm Walt Lindela, and joining me in the studio today is Marty Martello, the director, and Elisa Gladwell, a cast member of the production known as Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Marty, let's talk about it. You're the director. You kind of are the leader of this whole endeavor. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing, and then let's talk about the play.
Okay, what I'm doing, my production company, Twirly Hug Productions, is producing Alan Ball's show, Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at the Black Box Theater at Northern. I love that space. They offered to rent it to me at a reasonable rate, and I said, sure, let's do it.
So what's happening? The production is what's it about?
It's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so the 18th, 19th, and 20th, 7:30 p.m., and the show is about five women who are all bridesmaids. One's the sister of the bride, one is the sister of the groom, there's a cousin, and then two friends, mm-hmm. and they've been friends in the past. Some of them don't know each other really well. None of them want to be in the wedding, so they all end up holed up in the sister's bedroom.
So they all kind of make that exit that they end up somewhere and kind of hide from everything.
Yep, and they really reintroduce themselves to each other and forge new relationships. It's just a brilliant script.
Really, basically, one of these that's driven by the conversations amongst the characters, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It is very, very relationship driven.
Well, Elisa Gladwell in the studio with us. She's one of the members of the cast. And well, first of all, tell us a little bit about what's the character you're portraying, and then we'll talk about doing this as a play.
I play Frances, who's the dorky cousin of the bride. She's a Christian and very sweet and innocent. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun character to play.
What's it like to do a show like this where it's really, it's like I said, it's driven by how you deliver this script to make people believe that you guys are these people you're portraying? What's that like?
This show is really interesting because there is only six people in the cast, so it's very intimate. And we've gotten very close as cast members too, so everybody's got a really good relationship outside of the show as well. And so these conversations just kind of drive themselves because we know exactly what's going on, and we've worked the script so many different ways that it just kind of works out that way.
Well, Marty, in terms of directing that, how did this production evolve? I mean, you kind of got an idea, you wanted to do this production, all the work of getting it cast. How did that all come together?
I needed a project to get out of the house.
I get that. I understand.
No, seriously. That was part of it. You know, I've had some health issues, and I wanted to make sure that I could really still do this because theater truly is my passion. Mm-hmm. Twirly Hug, I've done a couple shows under that banner. It's nice to have a show where I'm in control of everything. I'm not answering to anyone but myself. This script, though, as I said, it's brilliant. Alan Ball, for those who don't know, is the guy who wrote 6 Feet Under, the TV show, and also American Beauty, which is one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And after I read it, I started thinking, okay, no one else is going to finance this. No one's going to put this show up, but someone needs to do this show. We have a really good core of strong female actors in this town right now. Might as well do a female cast-driven show. So I did.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Marty Martello. He is the director, and Elisa Gladwell, a cast member of Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, which is coming up next week at the Black Box Theater on the campus of NMU. Marty, you mentioned that we do have a cadre of strong female actors right now in the community.
We sure do.
You've harnessed them. You've brought them in. We know Elisa is on the cast, but who else is a member of the cast?
We have Monica Nordine, who is well-respected in the theater community locally. Ella Bartlett Filipowicz, I stumble over her name, an NMU, former NMU student, and once again, a brilliant actress. Monet Chartier, an NMU grad, part of the program years ago, who is returning to the stage for the first time in a long time, and I'm so glad she did.
That's got to be cool.
Hannah Newmanen, who was just recently in The Addams Family and knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. My cast is so deep in terms of talent. Alex Herman plays the one male role. He's the luckiest man on the planet.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's the cast is brilliant, and they're at a point now where basically I just sit and watch them and go, okay, I guess I'm not directing anymore. They're on their own.
They're just
rolling, and it's fun.
Well, Elisa, what's that like in terms of working with this cast? You've got some, I guess, really not novices, but some that have more seasoned professionals that have been doing it for a while, and others. And then, how's that been putting it all together and working with them?
You know, the entire cast is pretty well experienced right. in the theater world. So it's really nice to be able to get together with these people and bounce ideas off of each other and just watch everybody become their characters. And Marty's given us so much free space that we can kind of work with what he's given us and really create our own character and create our own show.
And it seems like with something as, I guess, relatively minimalistic as the Black Box Theater and then the script, it's really on you guys to deliver this as best as you can. It sounds like it's working.
It definitely is. And the Black Box is the perfect place to do it, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it. Well, Marty, before we cut you guys loose here, let's mention a couple of things. One is that the theme, there are some subject themes in the production that, as are with real conversations with people, they can get kind of heavy and get a little serious. So folks need to keep that in mind with this show.
Absolutely. This is intended for mature audiences. I'd rate it PG-13 plus mm-hmm. might be a good way to put it because there is strong language.
Sure.
Adult themes. They smoke on stage, which I guess is a no-no anymore.
Shocking.
Shocking, yes. And brief partial nudity. Mm-hmm. So there are adult themes that need to be dealt with. But the content is so, so rich. Go.
I can just see that you have this passion for it. And that's I guess, infectious and contagious. And we're happy that you're back doing this and getting out there and making this be a success and certainly break a leg with it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Again, when and where?
Okay, we are May 18th, 19th, and 20th, so next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the NMU Black Box Theater. Tickets are available through all NMU Easy Tickets outlets, mm-hmm. Or you can call the box office, and we hope to see you there.
Well, thanks for your time this morning, and break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you.